He was a member of the high-flying Chicago Blackhawks, and then things started to not go so well. From starring on a Stanley Cup championship team to being sent down to the minors the following year, something was wrong, but what was it? My guest today is former NHL player Brian Bickell. This is your podcast for health and inspiration, Which Way Is Life? I'm your host, Bill Klaproth, and this is episode number 69. If you like what you hear today, please take 30 seconds and rate and review the podcast on iTunes. I would greatly appreciate it. All right, my guest today, Brian Bickell, is a retired professional hockey player who has spent time in both Raleigh, North Carolina, as a member of the Carolina Hurricanes, and Chicago as a member of the Chicago Blackhawks. In November 2016, after years of playing hockey, Brian was diagnosed with relapsing MS. The news caught him and his family off guard, and because MS affects everyone differently, he was unsure what to expect, but he knew he had to stay positive and take action, and we're going to hear more of his story coming up. Brian, thank you for joining me today. I'd like to start the show with what I call the one thing. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, can you quickly share with us one thing someone can do to improve their life today?
I think just to laugh more. I'm a big That's a believer good one. In laughing.
Yep, you know, when you're laughing, it always makes a bad situation better or a good situation the best. So that's really good advice. Well, Brian, before we dig into your story, let us in on your personal life a little bit. What brings you joy today?
You know, I just had another girl about 11 months now. Time flies when you have kids, but I got two little girls that are 3 and almost 1, so you know, enjoying a lot of time with them and my wife. Just newly moved back to Canada, spend the season in Raleigh, and then, you know, get to start my next stage in my life. I don't know, you know, what's next, but we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, that sounds good. And again, thank you for being here. And I quickly want to mention Which Way Is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/whichwayislife. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. So, Brian, tell us your story. You were a member of the 3 Stanley Cup Championship Blackhawk teams. But during that 3rd championship season, things weren't going so well. So can you fill us in on the rest of the story?
Yeah, you know, I want to say that was the start of, you know, what I have now, but it's just the thing that we don't know. You know, I got hit in 2015 in the conference finals and, you know, only played partially of a game in the finals. They thought it was vertigo, then they didn't really think of that, and they thought it was maybe a concussion, and then, you know, all the things were aligned, but you know, years later, you know, I noticed my balance was kind of, you know, getting thrown off and just slowly disintegrating. But then, you know, weeks before me getting diagnosed, you know, the symptoms were quite differently. It was highly infected, where my right side of my body was affected in different ways that I never felt before. So I had to get looked into. And, shortly after, I get the news that I have MS. So it's a tough road, but kind of relieving in the same way that you found that something was wrong.
So that had to be tough, not knowing what it was, first thinking it's vertigo, then, you know, concussion, and then the right side of your body, you know, things start going on there. That had to be a very difficult time. So how did you stay positive during this whole thing?
You know, when I got the call, and I didn't really know much about it, a thing that if you don't know anybody or have anybody that you know has it, you don't really know much about it. So as the, you know, the weeks and the time goes on, you learn tons more about it. But, you know, for me and my family, it was, you know, it was relieving in a way where, you know, we kind of knew something was wrong, but we just didn't know. And, you know, why I wasn't there playing like I was in, you know, 14, 13, 12, and all those years. And then, you know, finding out this, it was relieving but deflating. But then, you know, for me and my family, we wanted to, you know, stay stayed positive through this whole process and months. And I think we, you know, stepped with the right foot and did the best we can. I think, you know, for my story, it inspired a lot of people, helped out a lot of people, and to show that they kind of just never give up.
Right. So you've been diagnosed with relapsing MS. Can you tell us what that is and how it affects your daily life now?
Yeah, so I have lesions in my brain, my spine, that prohibit me use my my right side, which is my right arm, my right leg. So then I take a daily drug called Tysabri, which I think, you know, fit in my schedule of the best. And when I was playing hockey and what I'm doing now, me and my doctor, you know, talked about the pros and cons. And, you know, for the pros, it definitely suited, and the cons were, you know, definitely fitted in. There's also risk that you take certain drugs, and the risk that by taking Tysabri, it's called PML. It's a rare brain infection that it comes, but you know, for us, we're moving in the right way and being positive, and we're happy where things are going.
So you were actually then, after treatment, able to get back into the NHL and were with the Carolina Hurricanes. So that had to be a feel good to at least be able to get back on the ice at that point.
Yeah, you know, not knowing that there's going to be a day if I was going to, you know, let alone tie up the skates and play hockey in the National Hockey League. But a lot of blood, sweat, and tears went in behind those months, and to play in the minors and just get my body back to where somewhere I need to be to play. It was hard, but it was a good way to finish.
Yeah, you played in your final game on April 9th, scoring the only shootout goal of your career in the Hurricanes' 4-3 win against the Flyers. How satisfying was that, a way to go out for you?
It was really good. You know, I only had one other shot before that. Q only tossed me in for one. And I can tell Q that I was 50% in my career. But for those you know, fans in Philly, that, you know, the respect and knowing the issue that I was going through, and to see them cheering and, you know, cheering me on, that you know, when I scored, it was definitely special the way it ended.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a cool moment, and what a way to go out. I know you thought your career was going to be longer, but if you had to go out, you went out with a shootout goal, which is pretty darn cool. So, Brian, day-to-day, you mentioned you're on Tysabri. So tell us, what else do you have to do day-to-day to manage this?
Nothing. Live my life. You know, I go in once a month to get my infusion, and then it carries me through the month. You know, obviously there's different things you could do to exercise and, you know, eat, you know, healthier, and being active is a big thing. But other than that, I'm already active and eat already healthy. I'm kind of immune to being an athlete and just going on with my day, and happy to hang out with my family and just do that kind of stuff.
Well, that's great news. So what kind of diet and exercise then do you focus on with relapsing MS? Has it changed since you were an athlete? Obviously, you're not working out as much as you were before, but how has that kind of fine-tuned your exercise program, and what diet and nutrition do you pay attention to?
It's nothing far off, really. Like being an athlete, you kind of want to eat healthy and you want to need to work out, but I think my workout schedule is going to be, you know, a lot less to where it was, which was, you know, pretty grueling on the body in the summer and during the season. But for dieting, just, you know, just small things that you kind of tinker with. You need more greens, eat more fruit, just things that, you know, they told me that would help me. So that's what I'm doing right now.
So it sounds like you're pretty much back to normal, right? The right side of your body is, for the most part, back to normal, and you're feeling good and living an active, healthy life.
Yeah, I'm symptom-free and, you know, feel great.
That's so good to hear. So with relapsing MS, the prognosis is you can go for a very long period feeling well, right, and grow old with this disease.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we monitor everything every 3 months to see if it's getting better or worse. And obviously every drug suits everybody, but, you know, for the drug that I'm taking right now, it's definitely making my process better and feeling good.
Well, we're so happy that you're feeling better. And if anybody is interested, we're going to put a link to Tysabri on the show notes page at RadioMD.com. Brian, let me ask you this. You and your wife, Amanda, run the Brian and Amanda Bickel Foundation, which seeks to create a positive cycle of awareness for pit bull dogs through charitable events, including an MS service dog program. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we, you know, started 6-7 years ago in Chicago. Help pit bull breed type dogs, you know, find homes and get better because they're a misunderstood breed. And we also worked on the Hesta House on the south side with abused kids to kind of relate the dogs with the kids. But now, you know, with this MS thing coming in, that we can, you know, find service dogs. And, you know, service dogs are in the process. It's not going to take, you know, months. It's going to maybe take, you know, half a year to, you know, find service for these people's needs. And free of charge, that we're going to be doing that through our foundation. I think we're looking forward to that.
Right. Well, it's nice to give back, too. So it's wonderful what you and your wife are doing. Well, coming up, we get the high five from Brian. If I could ask a quick favor, if you could jump over to iTunes after the interview and give me a rating and review on the podcast. That way we gain a wider audience and it gives us a chance to help more people. If you could do that after the interview with Brian, I would appreciate it. The high five with Brian Bickel is next. Which Way is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. And just for listening to Which Way is Life, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check it out. So if you like listening to podcasts like this one, you're going to love Audible.com. So I would recommend you check it out and browse all the books you can download for free with a 30-day trial. Just go to audibletrial.com/ and then type in Which Way is Life. Again, that's audibletrial.com/ Which Way is Life for your free audio book. Time for the high five with my guest today, Brian Bickel. Brian, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, question number one. For someone who is listening who may just have been diagnosed with MS, what would you say to them?
Stay positive. You know, me, and, you know, be happy. Like I said before, I like to be happy and positive, and it definitely helped me.
Right. It certainly is a better way to attack it than the other way. All right, question number two. When trying to achieve greatness in a sport, what's the most important thing to remember?
Just to have fun. I think, you know, if you're good at the sport and didn't grow up thinking I'm going to be playing the sport, but then, you know, got the opportunity in the 10 years to play it, I think is to have fun. If you're playing with your friends, if you're playing professionally, is, you know, what I did. And that's what, you know, got me through every day and enjoyed it.
Right. All right. Very good. Question number three. So what has having MS taught you?
To enjoy the smaller things.
No, that's always a good one. I've got a quote I'm going to share with you coming up, which speaks right to that. All right. Question number four. So tell me about a teammate or a coach that inspired you to be better. Is there one person that stands out across your career?
Yeah, I think so. I think Marian Hossa is a big inspiration to me. I was lucky to sit beside him in their locker room for, you know, my whole time in Chicago. So, you know, listening to him, his experiences, his situations, and what he's been through, you know, definitely helped, you know, with me and my career.
That is a great teammate to learn from, that's for sure. All right, question number five. Last question, finish this sentence. Throughout my life, the most important thing I've learned is?
My family.
Mm-hmm. I guess when it's all said and done, That is what's really important. Well, Brian, thank you again for joining me. I really appreciate it. And I'm going to leave you with one of my favorite quotes, and you were just talking about that. The quote is, remember to enjoy the little things in life, because one day you will look back and realize they were the big things. Brian, thank you again for your time. So cool talking with Brian, and thank you for listening. Remember to catch every episode of Which Way Is Life. Just hit subscribe on iTunes or my show page at RadioMD.com. And if I can ask a favor again, please rate and review the podcast on iTunes. That way we have a chance to help more people by gaining a wider audience. Which Way Is Life is produced by RadioMD.com, award-winning health podcasts. I'd also like to thank my producer, Pamela Moore. I'm Bill Klaproth. You can find me at Which Way Is Life on Twitter and Facebook. You can also check out the show notes at RadioMD.com for all of my episodes. Thanks for listening, and stay well.